of Mert and Marv. Mert is missing. She's being held prisoner by a gambler named Duke Sandfield in a swanky gambling den he runs. Mert went to the club with Harry Duffy. And then, at the close of the last chapter, Jack Arnold made the startling announcement that Harry has been murdered. His bullet-ridden body was found in a dark alleyway. The killing has raised grave fears for Mert's safety in the minds of those who love her. Jack Arnold and the police have exhausted all their means of finding her without success. But the search for her is still going on. And in just a moment, the curtain will go up on today's chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. Time is about 7:45 the same evening. It's a little early for the chorus girls to get to the theater. But down in the Chick Chick's dressing room, one lone girl is making up for the show. The door opens and Billy DeVere enters. She doesn't see the other girl, and she says to herself aloud,
"Don't tell me I'm the first one in the dressing room tonight."
"No, Billy, I'm here."
"Well, can I believe my eyes if it isn't Mrs. Bird just back from the South Pole? How's the weather down there, Mert?"
"As cold as your heart."
"Did you say heart?" "Heart. Oh, yes. Miss Spear, the gal with no trump, no spades, no hearts, no nothing. And I think I've got a few tricks on you."
"You've only got one trick, Billy. Treachery. But remember that bit of advice from somebody called the Duke as to what would happen to you if you started shooting your mouth off?"
"Well, I kept you in hock for over 24 hours. You missed the show. And when the truth is known, one spear will be out of a job. That's what I really want to see."
"You won't tell anybody anything about it. Because if you do, Billy, as the Duke himself told you, your nine lives won't be worth a cent. So when the girls come in, let's see how well you can act. And don't forget."
"Oh, Mert! Oh, Mert, you're back! Oh, we thought you were... Mert, where have you been?"
"Yeah, where have you been, Mert?"
"The papers had big headlines and all the police were looking for you. What happened?"
"That's what Mr. Hayfield will want to know."
"I'll bet you're worried about that, Billy."
"How can you laugh at a time like this, Mert? Tell us, where'd you go?"
"It's a secret, Nell. I can't tell anyone."
"Oh. A secret, huh? I always knew you had plenty to hide."
"I wish I could find a place to hide you, Billy, and then forget where." "Well, I'm all ready to go on. Gee, I wish Margie'd get here. Was she terribly worried about me, kid?"
"I'll say she was. She was almost crazy."
"Oh, Mert. Mert, you're here. You're really here."
"Hey, you didn't knock, Tiffin-Topper."
"Oh, I'm too excited, Mary Ellen. Mert, I just knew you'd turn up just like a fried egg. I'm telling you, you've had us all a flutter around here. Where have you been and what have you been doing?" "No, no, don't tell me. I can't stand it. And what am I doing here? I'll be Paul Revere. I'm going to spread the news. Ta-ta all. Oh, girls, girls, Mert's back. Oh, Mr. Hunt. Mr. Hunt."
"Yes, what is it, Clarence?"
"Well, what do you know? She's here. She's here. Our prodigal daughter's actually back."
"Who?"
"Mert, who else? She's back."
"Well, I'm glad to hear about it. I'll go down to see her in a few minutes."
"Clarence!"
"Don't stop me. I'm Paul Revere."
"Clarence, come back here, please. Look, don't say anything to Margie. She's with Mr. Arnold down in the lounging room."
"Oh, I can't restrain myself. I simply must spread the good news."
"Oh, Clarence, please, let me get Myrtle and have her meet Margie outside of the dressing room. And don't tell anyone else that you know Mert's here."
"Oh, very well. I'll try to pull myself together. Honestly, I'm in fragments."
"Thank you, Clarence. I'm going back into the dressing room." "Oh, Mert, I'm so glad you're all right. We all are."
"I'm all right, Nell. Where's Margie?"
"She's in the lounging room with Jack Arnold."
"Well, does she know I'm here?"
"No, not yet. Go on into her, Mert."
"I'll be a brave little girl tonight, Margie."
"Oh, I will, Mr.
Margie."
"What?
Myrtle.
Mert.
Oh, Myrtle.
Oh, Margie, dear. So glad to see you again.
Oh, hold me tight, Myrtle. Oh, don't ever go away again or I'll just die."
Well, Myrtle, how did you get here?"
"Oh, hello, Jack. Just couldn't see you for a moment."
"Oh, that's all right, Myrtle. I understand, but
tell me all about it, Myrtle. Where have you been? Did they hurt you? I thought you were dead."
"I'm all right, Margie. No one hurt me. I'm back safe and sound."
"Oh, now, just a minute, girls. I realize it's time for Margie to get ready for the show. Still,
I'm all ready to go on. Shall I help you, Margie?"
"Oh, I'll get ready by myself. I'm so glad you're back that nothing matters now.
Oh, Margie, listen. As far as the other girls are concerned, be very glad that Myrtle is back, but you don't know anything about where she's been. And above all, don't mention anything you've heard tonight.
Oh, I understand, Mr. Arnold.
Now, after the show tonight, will you please go home with Nell and stay there for the night?
Oh, can't I see Myrtle tonight? I have so much to talk to her about.
I'm afraid I'll have to see her first, Margie.
Was it necessary, Jack?
It's very necessary that I talk to you alone, Myrtle. Now, will you tell Nell that I want to see her, Margie?
Well, I'll tell her, and I'll see you as soon as I'm ready to go on the stage, Myrtle.
Well, I'd better go help her. She's sort of late.
Stay out of the dressing room as much as you can tonight, Myrtle. Go in only to change costumes. I'm going to be around the theater most of the evening, and I'll take you home. Answer no questions.
The girl started shooting them at me, but I evaded all of them.
You want to see me, Mr. Arnold?
Oh, yes, Nell. Will you take Margie home with you tonight and look after her?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
And don't talk too much in the dressing room, Nell. You know nothing. Do you understand?
Oh, you can trust me, Mr. Arnold.
You take Margie right home and phone me at Myrtle's apartment so I'll know you're both safe.
Uh-huh, I will.
Thank you, Nell. Now, Myrtle, let's get down to facts.
Well, can't we discuss this after the show, Jack? I'm terribly nervous and upset now. After all, I've been through quite an ordeal.
Yes, I can imagine.
Oh, here you are, Myrtle.
Oh, hello, Ray.
Well, you're here too, Jack. I hope I'm not interrupting your little,
Little what, Ray?
Spear, when a chorus girl misses a show and walks in again the next night, she generally reports to her stage director.
Well, I heard Clarence report it, Mr. Hunt.
Don't you think you owe me some explanation for your absence? Or were you and Jack inventing a suitable, or at least a satisfactory explanation?
Oh, don't be absurd, Ray.
And does your position as captain of the Chick Chicks mean nothing to you, Miss Spear? I suppose it's perfectly all right for you to upset the whole routine and formation of the dancing numbers.
Well, I'm very sorry, Mr. Hunt.
You disappear, cause a great commotion in the theater, headlines in the papers, and all you say is, I'm sorry.
Well, Ray, don't you think this is something to be explained to Mr. Hayfield and not you?
Arnold, are you trying to tell me how to run my stage?
Well, why, of course not.
Don't forget, I run the show back of the footlights. Even Hayfield respects that.
Well, I can't tell you anything about it now, Mr. Hunt.
You mean not until you've seen your lawyer?
I don't like your tone, Ray. That's not like you.
Oh, yes, it is, Jack. What are you going to do, Mr. Hunt? Give me my 2 weeks' notice?
That remains to be seen. I'll see you at my office, Jack, during the show.
Yes, and I want to talk to you, too.
Gee, what a mess. I wonder if he's serious. Jack, he acted a little jealous of you.
Ray has certainly changed lately. I just don't quite get him.
Well, I get him. And I don't think he'll fire me.
Yeah. Well, now that he's gone, we'll go on with our conversation.
Well, give me a cigarette, Jack.
Oh, yeah. Here.
I'm all on edge and nervous. Hope I don't blow up on the stage tonight.
Right.
Thanks. Everybody will be pestering me with questions, and I can't answer them.
Well, we won't discuss this in full, but I've got to know where you've been, Myrtle. You've got to have some kind of an alibi. Now, tell me where you went, with whom, and how.
Well, you know I left my apartment with Harry Duffy sometime around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Well, how did you leave?
Well, down the elevator.
Well, was Ben on duty?
Yeah.
Well, then he saw you leave the building.
Well, I suppose so.
Uh-huh. Well, what did you do when you got to the street? Did Duffy hail a cab, or was there one waiting for you?
Why, I can't tell you, Jack.
You can't tell me?
I can't tell you anything that happened from the time I left the building.
Myrtle, you mean you can't remember? Did someone knock you out?
No, not that. I remember everything, but I can't tell you. I can't tell anybody, Jack.
Well, look here, Myrtle. You've got to tell me. Now, what time did you come into the theater tonight?
Well, it was 7:15 by the clock in Pat's office. And it's always right.
Well, did you speak to Pat when you came in?
Yes. He said everybody was so upset about me being missing and remarked about my being in the theater so early. Then I asked him not to tell anybody I was here.
Well, how did you get to the theater?
I can't tell you that, Jack.
You mean you won't tell me? Well, then maybe you will tell me why you came to the theater so early instead of going to the apartment. You know Margie would still be at home at that time.
Well, I wanted to get all made up and out of the dressing room before the girls came in and started to question me.
Were you going to let Margie just walk in on you?
No, Jack. I was just going upstairs to meet her when Nell came in. Jack, there were other reasons why I came to the theater early. It was so no one would see me come in. You know, Pat seldom gets to the theater until about 7:30. He was earlier than usual tonight.
Which is very lucky for you, Myrtle.
Oh, I couldn't be dropped off at my apartment house for fear I'd be recognized by someone.
Oh, then you were dropped off at the stage entrance, uh-huh. Huh? Was it a taxi or someone's private car?
I can't tell you, Jack.
Listen, Myrtle. You've asked me to be your attorney. Now, don't forget, I'm also in the DA's office. And besides, I'm your friend. I'm very fond of you. I want to help you, but I can't understand why you can't tell me, Myrtle.
Jack, I just can't. I...
Have you been threatened?
Yes. Threatened with death if I told anyone.
Oh, now listen, Myrtle. Don't let that frighten you. I'll protect you. But you've got to tell me, and tell me everything. When we go out of the theater tonight, the papers will be out. Everybody will know it, and heaven knows how we're going to keep your name out of it.
Keep my name out of what, Jack? I don't understand. What'll be in the papers?
That Harry Duffy has been murdered.
Murdered? Oh. When? Jack, you don't think I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Where Mert has been is still a mystery to Jack Arnold. Mert has just told him she has been threatened with death if she revealed her whereabouts for the past 30 hours. Don't miss the next thrilling chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.